Now turning to this story, the dream of many fans of the Bohemians 1905 football club has come true. After a victory over their main rivals, HFK Olomouc, on Monday, the historic Prague club was promoted to the Czech First Division, 4 years after the club left the top flight. And it was a difficult period with the club coming very close to extinction, but now Bohemians are back. Jan Richter has this report.
It was the game of the year for both Bohemians and their host HFK Olomouc on Monday. Bohemians 1905, supported by great numbers of their fans who came to Moravia in as many as 14 buses, won the match 3-1. They first scored at the very beginning of the game and at halftime were already leading 2-0. With one match to go, Bohemians 1905 joined fellow Prague club Viktoria Žižkov in the first division and can start preparing for the next season among the big boys. Antonín Jelínek, the head of Bohemian Supporters Association, says the next season will not be easy.
It will be definitely one of the most difficult seasons because Jolíček is not, at the moment, it's not in a state that can host any First League game. So there will be trouble with stadium, there will be obviously trouble with players' adoption to the First League, but I believe that just something that we have to work on and we will get through.
Bohem had an unusual English language name during a successful tour of Australia in 1927, where they earned great reputation and local press even compared the Czech Globetrotters to the English national team. Although Bohemians do not rank among the most successful Czech clubs, they did win the Federal First Division in 1983. But the new millennium brought tough times for Bohemka, as the club is affectionately known to fans. Due to severe mismanagement, it went bankrupt 2 years ago and was relegated to the third division. Only after a supporters' trust was formed that managed to raise enough funds, the club was revived and now celebrates its return to the elite. The new season of the Czech Gambrinusliga will feature four teams from the Czech capital, including this year's champion Sparta and its eternal rival Slavia. Pavel Čapek, football commentator for Czech TV, says for Bohemians followers, this should not be a worry.
Praha pamatuje situaci, kdy tu hrálo první ligu pět týmů, včetně Dukly Praha, Bohemka na rozdíl od Viktorie.
Prague has seen the situation with five teams, including Dukla, playing in the first division here. Bohemians, unlike Viktoria Žižkov, have the advantage of having very good supporters, something which became even stronger after Bohemians, in fact, ceased to exist. The fans were the major driving force behind the club's revival, and I believe that they will really enjoy the comeback to the first division.
While Sparta Prague have been making every effort to attract crowds and Slavia promised to open a new stadium next year, football fans in Prague really do have a lot to look forward to in the coming season.
And that was Jan Richter with that story.